Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's a pleasure to once again welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one, the only, Kathleen Curran Monroe. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike. It's always so much fun to be here.
It's nice to have you with us talking about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, as she's done on many an occasion. And it's that time of year when it's time for the holiday concert. So we're going to get to hear some music today by the ensemble, right?
Yes.
And what we want to do is catch up with you and catch up with everything that's going on. But let me say right off the top that the show, or the concert rather, I don't want to call it a show because it's really a concert, and it's going to be Saturday, which is new, right?
Yes, we're having it on a Saturday, December 7th at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory.
Now, it's unusual to be on a Saturday because you always used to do Sunday late afternoon, right?
Yes, we did, but I'm sorry, not Halloween. Thanksgiving is very late this year.
Right.
So we chose to have it in December, a little further into December.
Okay, so we'll talk more about the date and how to get tickets and things like that, but let's catch up with you. First off, you're just back from your tour of Africa.
It was so hot there.
We're kidding. You weren't really in Africa, but the Westminster Youth String Ensemble has been busy practicing, right?
Yes, and also I had my summer academy, the Westminster Summer Strings Academy. I had that in July in my garage.
A garage band.
Yes, it was awesome. And I had two boys that were, one was a college student, one was a high school student from, actually from Annapolis, Maryland, uh-huh. who came and we had a little jazz improv classes going on, and we had a little ice cream social at the end of it all, and we had people from the adult daycare center that came on a bus. My husband calls it Tangleweed, and we had so much fun, and the kids were awesome. We had a five-day summer camp, the Westminster Summer Strings Academy.
5 days and a couple of college people involved.
Yes.
And but the average age, is there an average age or is it all ages
No,
combined?
Ages from 6 to 14.
Wow. All right. 6 to 14 and what, three people, four people?
We had about a dozen kids.
Really?
Yes. We had so much fun. And the biggest decision every day is what is for snack tomorrow.
Well, I would think the biggest decision is how do you all fit in there? Were you always...
Oh, it's a large garage. I will tell you, we had an intonation prize at the end of the camp, and you'll never guess what the prize was.
Well, you're probably correct. I wouldn't be able to guess.
Cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
Yes.
Okay. And was there any...
The large containers of cheese balls. And we had... It was actually a really difficult competition. So we had two winners and we had to divide the cheese balls between two containers because each recipient received a half of a container. And it was like the prize to beat all prizes.
I think that's a first. I don't think I've heard of a cheese ball prize before. So that's great.
Thank you.
How can people get more cheese balls?
come to camp next year.
All right. Now, this is a camp that you run through the, you know, auspices of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Yes.
And if people are interested in getting more information about something like that, they can call you, right?
They can call me, 401-596-5225. And we also have a website, westminsterstrings.org. And we love to have more string players. We have lots of fun, and we have scholarships for students. We never turn a child away, and we have so much fun. And a lot of the kids I've had for at least 10 years, so it's like a family. It's really
fun.
So
in the Westerly Pawcatuck area,
yes,
and anyone that's down there certainly can take advantage of this. But before we go too much further, I want to get to a piece of music. And you brought a CD in with you, and this is going to be track one off of that CD. And tell us what that is.
Yes, this is the Festival Strings, which is the youngest group of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And we performed these pieces last spring. So this is a live performance of the Festival Strings, and it's Chorale Number 1 from Stringing Along Book by Albert Stoudemire and Kenneth Henderson.
Obviously, a live recording with the applause jumping in there at the end. Okay, let's keep the music rolling. This is from last spring, and this is from a CD that you brought in. Track number 2 is what?
It's entitled Round and Round, and it's by the same two gentlemen, Albert Stoudemire and Kenneth Henderson.
Listening to the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Now, I noticed on this very nice flyer that you gave me that announces the time and place as 3 o'clock on December 7th, Saturday, December 7th, at the Westerly Armory. It says, featuring members of the Westerly Band and adult string players from the community. Now,
yes.
So that's a little enhancement. Is that right?
It's so awesome. It's a multi-generational event.
A multi-generational event. That sounds like a vitamin I used to take.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. And we have the adults sitting with the children, and it's a wonderful collaboration between the band and the adult string players. A lot of them are my students, and it's very interesting. I had a little girl who mentioned that the woman sitting next to her reminded of her of her best friend when she gets a little older.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say. That's great. All right, let's get back to the music and track number 3 from that CD.
This is one of my favorites, Shortening Bread. ¶¶
We have time for one more piece before we take our first break, but I want to ask you the name of the group, Westminster Youth String Ensemble. So does that mean if they're not playing a string, there's no room for them in the group? Stringed instrument?
We do have a pianist.
Uh-huh. Pianist, yes. That's percussion.
And if you, that's actually, well,
yeah, it's a percussion.
It has strings
instrument.
Also.
Well, I guess, yeah, but I think most people call it a percussion instrument,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, it really does help us a lot to keep together. We usually have a pretty strong pianist.
Okay.
And, but you know,
no
if you...
No drums.
Well, we do have percussionists that's coming in to play our Polar Express piece. Yes.
See how so I have to dig for these
yes,
things?
Yes, and we love percussion instruments. In fact, we're right now going to purchase a train whistle for that particular piece. So we will include whatever we need to make it a perfect performance.
I can do a foghorn if you need that.
That might work.
You know, but I can, you know, if you need something else. Or a dog. See, I can do all these.
Maybe we'll weave you into the performance right. Next year, Mike. We'll work on that.
All right, work on that. We have one more piece right now before we take our first break. What'll it be?
Ode to Joy by Beethoven.
All right, we'll listen to Ode to Joy by the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, then take a short break and be back with more. Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Kathleen Carner-Monroe. She is the director. Do you prefer director, conductor, head honcho? What do you go by? There's a long pause coming here.
Let me think about it
on the air. I don't know.
Director is fine.
Director is
yes.
fine. Okay, so that's what we'll keep you as the director.
Thank
and
you.
Founder, right?
Yes.
Can I let you in
on a secret?
Yeah.
Westminster. The name Westminster is the name of my street.
Aha! That's where the garage is located.
Yes.
There's a yes. reason for everything.
Exactly.
Now, how many years ago has all this started?
I started it in 2014.
Okay. And
so
before
it's a
that, you were doing stuff like that before that.
Yes, I was the director of the Westminster. Sorry.
That's all right.
I was the director of Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble from 1995 until 2004.
I just want people to know that even though you sound like you're 20, you're really 30 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you're a little bit older than what you sound.
Yes. So for 18 years, I directed that group.
Okay, that's great. And what brought you to starting that whole thing when you did?
I wanted to be in charge of it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be surrounded with the young children and be the person who makes all the decisions so that if it was done incorrectly, it was only my fault.
Right.
So I kind of liked being in charge of it.
I understand how that goes. You like to make sure that things are being done and done correctly.
Right.
So and also you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Exactly. And the children and myself, we make the decisions together. So it always works out. If we don't like a piece, we don't play it. If we like it, we work hard and perform it. So it's really fun. It's like a family, really.
Now, do you have to choose the music a long time in advance in order to do you buy the music? Do you have it left over from previous times? How does all that work?
I try to play a lot of contemporary pieces where the composers are still alive now. I try to mix it up with classical and popular. And if a student mentions they want to play some piece, we try to find it. And I deal with J.W. Pepper Company. And in August, they always have an editor's choice group of pieces. And I listen to them. And if I like them, we try them out.
Okay.
Get them on approval. And I usually buy music every year. But I also sometimes use pieces that we have had from previous years.
So, if the students are listening or they see a movie like Frozen, for example, and they say they want to play a piece from that,
yes,
you have the ability to get that.
Let it go.
There you go.
Yes, we do. And the Polar Express, I will tell you, the kids are crazy about that piece. So we're working on that. And if they like it, they do a great job.
Excellent. All right. Speaking of doing a great job, let's get to another piece of music and tell us what this next one is going to be, track number 6.
Yes, this is When She Loved Me from Toy Story 2 by the wonderful Randy Newman.
See, talk about a movie. See what a segue that was?
Exactly.
There we go.
Thank you.
date you want to remember is Saturday, December 7th, 3 o'clock. Place is the Westerly Armory. And there you can hear the Westminster Youth String Ensemble in their holiday concert. And for more information, you can call 401-596-5225 or go online and check out the website at westminsterstrings.org. All right. So there you go. People can find out everything they want to know on the website.
Yes,
right?
We have wonderful photos there and some videos. And actually, we have some videos of my Westminster Youth String on Westminster Summer Strings Academy.
Okay, there you go. Just spit it out. I mean, you know, I know you're very nervous being here with me.
I'm trying to spit it out. Daylight savings time, that fall back, really, fell hard.
You did fall hard, but it's all right. We're on track now, and we'll get it all out. And so we don't just have about a month before the concert. So you're in heavy preparation, as I say, right?
Yes, and you know, we rehearse at the Westerly Senior Citizens Center. Mm-hmm. So much fun. It's a beautiful place. We have the Taking Off Pounds Sensibly women on one side. We have the Ninigrit Quilters.
No, wait, I know, I heard about this. That's TOPS, right?
TOPS. And taking, you know, there are people that are cops that are there, and those are not police officers. They're called Keeping Off Pounds Sensibly, just in case you were wondering.
All right.
A cop is not really a cop.
I didn't know about the cop part. I did know about TOPS.
And so, they're wonderful. So we serenade them, and they let us know that we're improving every week, which is so nice to hear.
Well, there you go. Well, that's nice that people can enjoy the rehearsals. That's a very nice thing. All right. We have time for another piece of music in this segment. So let's see. Let's go to track number 7 and tell us what that's about.
This piece, In the Sun, was a very difficult piece to prepare, so I'm so pleased to announce that we were able to perform it. It is by Yukiko Nishimura, a contemporary composer, and it was a tricky little piece, and the kids did a great job.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Thank you. Kathleen Karn Monroe is my guest. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, an organization that she heads up as the conductor. We decided that in the last set, that was your proper title, conductor, director.
Yes, conductor slash director.
All right.
Director slash conductor.
And I like founder in there, too.
Yeah, we'll have to make up some type of a...
We have to have a long title. And I think it should be an executive director, too. Now, although we're making fun of the fact that you founded this and you do a lot of the work, there are other things that are involved. And one of the things you need is people to help you participate financially.
Yes. I'm so passionate about this. And not every child is good in sports. So we have some students that I know in the area that would love to play, but they can't afford to come. So we have a scholarship fund to enable students to have private lessons and to pay for their tuition for the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. We never turn a child away, and music is very powerful. It makes children feel like they're worth something, that they can make a difference in this world. It's a wonderful thing. I've seen children transformed by playing these string instruments, and I want every child who's interested to be able to do it. So if you have an inclination to donate to our scholarship fund, we would greatly appreciate it. We have so many students right now that are getting financial assistance, and there are many more that I know would benefit from this. So please feel free to donate if you are able to.
All right. Now, some people might just say, listening to you right now, say, I'm going to send her a check. If they want to do that, can they go to the website?
They can go to the website. They can give a donation on the website, or they can mail the check to Westminster Youth String Ensemble, 64 Westminster Street in Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891.
All right. And if you want to call and ask a question, the phone number is 401-596-5225, and operators are standing by, right?
Yes, until 11 p.m.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
What happens at 11 p.m.?
I need my beauty sleep.
So you're the operator.
Yes, I am
too.
The operator.
Now we can add to conductor,
yes.
Director, executive director, yep. Composer,
COO,
founder.
CEO.
There we go. And now operator standing by.
Yes.
If they call before 11, do they get a new salad master? No, that was just an old commercial. A call before. No, that was something else. That was a call before midnight tonight.
Maybe
right?
A My Pillow or something like that.
We'll work something out.
Yeah, we'll work something
out. Or an 8x10 glossy of you.
Yes, from 25 years ago.
All right. Now, when we talk about the ensemble, they've been preparing and working hard for the concert. It's going to be on Saturday, December 7th at the Armory. Let's get to another piece of music. This is not music that they'll hear on this concert. We're talking about music that has been played before, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's go to track number 8 and tell us what that's going to be.
This is the Handel Suite. There are 3 movements, March, Minuet, and Bourré.
¶¶ Kathleen, one of the things we talked about was that people can make donations and that you can't do this all by yourself. There are other people that are helping you, right?
Yes, we have a we have a grant from Newport Fed that we get for scholarship aid. And I wanted to thank all of our supporters. We have many people who give us annual donations. So I want to make sure that I don't forget about those people who really have helped us to continue this mission to bring all of this music to these children who are interested.
Excellent. All right. Let's get another piece of music in while we have this opportunity.
This is entitled Sheehan's Pub Band, and it's by Chris Thomas, and he went to visit Ireland. And when he was in Ireland, he went to a place called Sheehan's Pub, and then he wrote this piece.
Definitely sounds like it should, kind of a pub, Irish, Scottish, whatever. band.
Yes. It was really fun to prepare that. The kids loved it.
Excellent. Now, during the last commercial break, you told me that the orchestra or the ensemble doesn't just do this one concert a year, but you do other things. As a matter of fact, the day before this upcoming concert, you're going to be playing for somebody else.
Yes. Friday, December 6th, we are invited to play for the Westerly Land Trust's annual meeting. We're going to be performing at the Industrial Bank Building in Westerly. We're very excited about being invited to perform for the Land Trust. They do wonderful things for our community, and we're really honored to have been invited to perform there.
Excellent. All right, and that's going to be on December 6th. One more time, just want to mention that you're moving the concert from Sunday afternoon to Saturday afternoon. It's going to be Saturday, December 7th at the Westerly Armory, and it's going to be featuring members of the Westerly Band and adult string players. They're going to be mixed into your ensemble, and that's going to be 3 o'clock on Saturday, December 7th. Tickets, once again, can be purchased online at westminsterstrings.org. And I'm sure sometimes they're available at the door also, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have questions, call 401-596-5225. All right. Excellent. Well, Kathleen, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. It's always fun. You're so enthusiastic about this group, and that's just infectious, I'm sure, with all the students.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun to be here with you too, Mike. Thank you.
All right. We have one piece of music left to go. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is Soldier's Joy, a Scottish, Irish, American fiddle tune.
Well, there we go. Ties right in with the last one.
Yes.
Thanks again, Kathleen, and the rest of you. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.